Tom Mulcair is right here. Tom is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. Don't wait for the summer heat. Call Guaranteed Industries for the best Lennox air conditioning system out there. 514-342-3400.
Look, you know, I've been a politician for almost 10 years now. And in terms of my nomination, my elections, everything is properly filed and reported. It's all on public record, you know, and anyone has questions about expense or cost and where they came from, they can go online and find out. You know, I'm a Canadian, nominated by Liberals, registered Liberals in Dom Ali North, and elected by Canadians to serve Canadians.
So that's the voice of Han Dong, the MP whose name has come up amid allegations of Chinese meddling in Canadian elections. He says he is stepping away from the Liberal caucus. While they can look a little more into this. And Tom, it was, I guess it was a global report that came out yesterday that
yes.
talked about his interactions with, was it the Chinese consulate in Toronto?
Consul General.
The Consul exactly. General in Toronto, and specifically in connection to the two Michaels that were held by China for such a long time.
Exactly, Andrew. Exactly. And so when this broke yesterday, it was one of these oh boy moments. I, you know, because I work in French media and we were doing shows as this was rolling out yesterday. Everybody's reaction was, okay, this has just reached another level. The immediate reaction around Trudeau was, we don't know anything about this. We've never heard about this. Han Dong's initial reaction was, no, not at all. And then we find out that he's decided to leave caucus while he clears his good name, which is the same thing that happened with a member of the legislature in Ontario, what they call an MPP in Ontario, a member of the provincial parliament who had to leave the caucus of Premier Doug Ford. So added to the Vancouver election stuff, which also involved the Consul General, but in Vancouver, and very clear, substantiated evidence of direct interference because they wanted to defeat Kennedy Stewart, the sitting mayor, because he had been very strong in his opposition to China's very bad record on human rights, for example, and was defending you know, the people of Hong Kong against the Chinese communist regime. So this is, I think that this is the element that is going to make this impossible for Trudeau to continue skating around it. Interestingly enough, Andrew, yesterday a question appeared. I know Justin Trudeau. I sat with him for years in the House, and I know Poilievre as well, and I often find it easy to dismiss him because his rhetoric is over the top. I was watching Poilievre drill down on Trudeau yesterday, and this is starting to get to Trudeau. His performance in question period was simply weak. It wasn't bad. It wasn't awful. It was weak. And Trudeau's not weak. He's usually cocksure. He's usually, you know, above the fray. He masters his stuff. He was fumbling his lines. He was just not doing well. And I'm sort of going, okay, this whole thing is starting to get to him. Why doesn't he clear the air? Why doesn't he send it to a proper committee? Well, he's already sent it to David Johnston for a couple of months, and Johnston's going to have until Halloween to come up with a report. So there's obviously other timing involved. But for the average Canadian, reading this today saying, holy cow, you mean you've got two Canadians being held illegally by the Chinese communist regime as a bargaining chip in a discussion about Huang Mengzhou, and you've got somebody sitting in parliament calling the consul general. He says that it was just to try to help, but I don't think he'd be stepping away if it was just to try to help. There must be something in there. There are two sources in the global story. And of course, they're not named. So this means that there's more than one person right now at CSIS sitting on this type of information saying, okay, we've been telling them for years this is a problem. Right. They're still doing nothing. And now we're going to start to
So Tom, just to clarify, the crazy thing about this story is the allegations that Han Dong actually told the Chinese politician that it would be better if you held on to the Michaels for now.
Yep.
And didn't let them go yet.
Because to let them go could help the Conservatives. So that's the part that hurts Trudeau the most. Because then people are going to start to interpret that as being, so Trudeau knew about some of this stuff, but he knew it was going to help him and hurt the Conservatives. That's what the suspicion has been since the beginning, when you looked at the fact that they targeted apparently about a dozen or so ridings in the 2019 and 21 elections. But some of them were Liberal, a couple of them were Liberal ridings, but the vast majority were Conservative ridings. So if somebody's making a bald, you know, just simple political calculation, looking at this, saying, well, you know, if it's hurting my opponent more than it's hurting me, maybe I'll let it slide. And that's the sense that people are starting to have here, that Trudeau knew a heck of a lot more than he's let on, and he just let it go. And that's why people are starting to leak this stuff, saying, look, this is the national interest. We're not going to continue to play ball with this.
Why is McGill University subject to the Office Québécoise de la Langue Française? There's this complaint yesterday over things not being bilingual.
Right. So at the communication level, at the highest level, their communications are now going to have to be in both languages. So it doesn't mean that individual profs or classes or, you know, hallway conversations or anything like that is under their aegis. But if you're going to be having high level official communications, you're going to have them in both languages. So that's essentially where they come into the picture now. It's not something that's ever, I don't think that McGill has any problem producing stuff in French. I think that it's just somebody who fell asleep at the wheel. They're just going to have to be more careful because McGill has always been a flashpoint. If you go back to the 1960s, McGill Français was a big thing in the separatist movement. You know, to take McGill was seen as a symbol of English domination in Quebec, which it's not the case anymore. But a lot of people still, you know, there's been stuff written in the past week going strongly against the amount of money that the Quebec government gives to the English universities because of the number of foreign students and students from the rest of Canada. You know, it figures in the hundreds of millions. And there are strong separatist voices pushing to try to reduce that. So this is not a battle that's a one-off. This is an ongoing discussion. And what's interesting is that there's almost nobody left in the English-speaking community to push back against this sort of stuff and have a reasoned conversation. The group that is there, they're very well-intentioned, but the Community Groups Network is basically moribund. They don't do anything. And then there's a bunch of old-timers from Alliance Quebec and other days, you know, they talk amongst themselves, but there's really nothing structured out there anymore.
I wanted to ask you about Joe Biden's trip to Ottawa, and he's arriving tonight around 6:30, and then a little quick meeting at the airport with a few dignitaries, including Mary Simon, the Governor General, and Chrystia Freeland, the Deputy Prime Minister. Then it's off to Rideau Cottage. Now, like, what's Rideau Cottage like? Is Prime Minister Trudeau going to have to apologize for you, like, and explain this is not normally where the Prime Minister lives, and we're building a new one, or is it small and embarrassing?
No, it's sort of like a nice big Westmount house. Oh, you know, okay. It's about that number of cubic feet. But I am surprised that they would go to the Rideau Cottage because there's something called Canada House right at the beginning of the grounds of Rideau Hall, which is where other foreign leaders stay when they come to Canada. So I guess that for security reasons, they said they're not going to take the chance of leaving him right outside the gates. They're going to bring him right inside and, you know, spruce up one of the guest rooms at Rideau Cottage. It'll be for Trudeau, this is a welcome relief. I mean, given, you know, what we just started this talk with, you can just imagine how this is starting to weigh on him and everybody in his government right now. So this is just a nice flash of light where you bring in the U.S. president, you have very friendly things to say about each other and some serious things as well, and you get to move on.
Tom, thank you. We're going to move on right now. Tom Mulcair.
Talk to you soon.